Welcome to Right Side Radio. You guys, it's Thursday. We're excited for Thursday. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and JP. We have a great show for you today.
Not a bad one.
No, a great one.
When is it not great?
JP?
We've done some better shows than, like, you know, some days it's like life. Some days it just hits and everybody's on all cylinders. Yesterday you were kind of off, JP.
I was.
And now today I'm kind of off because I didn't sleep at all.
You're not off.
Abs is on.
You are not off.
You're going to carry the show.
Oh, no.
Look at her.
No, we're all together.
She's got it.
I got 8 hours of sleep and I ate, so.
Oh, dear.
I'm firing
Watch out, everybody.
Today. Yeah.
Well, I did bring my meal replacement shake that does have creatine in it, and my brainicle is already on fire. So
you might have to share that, especially with JP.
By the way,
got some.
Y'all should have seen me last night at like 9:30 in a Publix with nobody. I was one of like two people in there before they closed.
Were there any cute girls?
Produce section?
Come on.
Actually, maybe one. Anyway.
Okay. All right.
But
stop.
I was in there with a hoodie and sweatpants, and I got melatonin gummies and Propel.
That's what you got.
Yeah. But it was
JP.
It was quite the scene.
We probably need to take you shopping.
Did you look homeless?
Yeah, I was what's funny is I had my hoodie like tight, like you could see like this part of my face, and the checkout lady was like, "You staying warm?" And I was like, "Trying to."
And she's like, "Are you about to rob us?"
Yeah.
Because you look sketch.
I needed my 30 milligrams of melatonin to put me out.
30 milligrams?
Oh yeah.
JP,
you know, if you take that for too long, your body stops producing melatonin, and then you can never go to sleep on your own.
I know, but I only do it to get back right.
Okay.
That makes sense, because I have my magnesium L-threonate, and I'm that specific about it. There are the blocks that are chewables. You can only take on the weekends because it knocks you out. You need these. Or during the week, just a little pill form.
I wake up
clear, but I've slept. So yeah, I get it. There are some where you just need to get back right.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, Force Factor. So they're not a sponsor, but yes, yeah, get the chewable. They're at Walgreens.
Okay,
so game changer.
Well, you took it last night. You're back on track. You'll be good.
I'm better back on. Yeah,
maybe two nights.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. But yeah, it was. Nobody in there in the public except
it's like
me.
I just do meth just to get back on track.
Ignore. It's fine.
No big deal.
I'm safe.
But you do seem better, so I'm happy.
Mom was worried about you yesterday.
I mean, yeah. There's been a lot going on.
Like, what did Chris call it? Chronic stress. I think that's what we're finally rounding the corner. But just everybody, so you know, it's been very stressful.
Well,
and yet here we are.
Rounding the corner into the Christmas season. It's just a cruel joke.
This year flew by. It's pretty crazy.
Which, can I confess a Christmas movie that I'd never seen, that I bet you all have seen?
Are we going to judge you?
Yeah, you may.
Okay, go ahead and say it.
Okay, do you guys like the movie The Polar Express?
Oh my goodness.
You had never?
That's my favorite.
Okay, I had avoided the Polar Express like the plague, because the only part I'd ever seen were the children looking for their golden ticket.
Yeah.
And that weird guy on top and strange things.
Why was that a non, like,
because it's scary.
Starter for
I
you?
I never sat scary? Down long scary. Enough to watch it. Now, I'd watch all the others with the kids, but that's the one I didn't. Well, it was on last night. Chris was doing arranging of new weights and benches and junk downstairs. And I'm like, it is too cold. I am not going down there. Okay. So I'm watching the Polar Express. Like, I'm 7. It is awesome.
Yes. It is. Yes.
I had no idea what a good movie
it was. My whole family hates it. Like, that's a scary movie. So I have to watch it alone every year.
What is
scary? They hate it's like
what's scary why? About it. I don't
the cartoon style, the
it is weird.
The style that because what's it called with the people that have like all the balls on them and they turn their actual human movements into a cartoon?
Oh, like that.
It's that style, so it's kind of spooky at times, but no, best soundtrack.
Oh, like, love the soundtrack.
It's amazing.
I cried.
It's a great movie.
Okay,
I know, but
you
I cried
went
a lot.
Little far.
Well, I cried for a different reason.
You're not a crier. But you, I think
when
that's
I'm stressed,
2
I'm a
days
stress
in a
crier.
Row that you've cried.
Yes, yeah, it's stress. But this one was, I cannot believe I didn't watch this with my kids. Oh my goodness, no more little kids. Like, I have grandkids, but no.
The,
we're done. Like, oh my gosh, that it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And then I was like, wow, I'm a loser for not liking this movie until.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Yesterday.
I'm so glad you said that. So everybody in my circle hates it.
I think it's great.
I think it's kind of a classic. I remember when the kids were little, McWayne Center would do Polar Express. Like, you'd show up in your pajamas and we would always try and get tickets, but they sold out so quick. And so we never really went. But that's probably not my favorite Christmas movie.
What's your favorite? It's not my favorite, but it's wow.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
It's what we're going to watch tonight. We've got to finish decorating. We did half before Thanksgiving, which we've never done before. So at Thanksgiving, we had the Thanksgiving wreaths on the columns outside, but then we had the Christmas tree up in the living room, and it was kind of weird. So tonight we're finishing it. Jared will pull for Christmas Vacation.
That's a great one.
Yeah. That's just like his, that signals Christmas. I will pull for, I think I like Home Alone 2 better.
Do you?
Second one's a better one.
I think I like the second one better. So? Okay. But that is kind of like, okay, it's time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's probably my favorite.
I love the Home Alone series. Love it. Now, here's a little known one. You probably know this one as well. Chris loved watching with the kids. He was the read the books, put them to bed when he was home, because he worked a lot when they were little. Prep and Landing. Did you ever watch that?
Mm-mm.
Never even heard of it.
Okay, I'll have to send you a link.
Is that
old.
The name of their...
It's Prep and Landing.
Are those
and it's
people?
Just, yeah, it's just 20... It's a quick one. Like, it's one of those, the night that they show a bunch of short, old-fashioned claymation.
Yeah.
And it's not that old-fashioned. Yeah, it's on that night. And they'll show Prep and Landing as one of the 21 days of Christmas, but they loved that one, too.
Is it Little Elves?
Yeah.
But see, that stuff's creepy.
I'm a Home Alone girl.
Yeah.
Myself.
See...
Vacation.
Polar Express is the most nostalgic one for me because that was my favorite growing up. Another one too would be the claymation elf, or not elf, excuse me, Rudolph.
Yes.
And
I love that.
But if we're talking like favorite in terms of like makes me laugh, enjoyable watch, my two would probably be Elf and Christmas Vacation.
I did watch elf the end of good. Elf.
Elf is genuinely funny.
Do you know what my favorite part? What is your favorite part of Elf?
I think the day he goes with his dad to work and he's in like the turf coat and he's like, yeah, it's the best.
No, I like the fight when the fake Santa shows up. I like the fight scene where the Legos go everywhere and he's like, you smell like beef and cheese. You sit on a throne of lies.
That's great.
It's good. He's so funny.
When he's been drinking too much. In the mailroom.
That is good.
But there are so many good scenes. I like the beef and cheese. I think that got quoted quite a bit around the household.
There are days, y'all, I've been... Oh, this is radio. I've been trying out the natural deodorant trend. And Abs has been with me on this journey for 3 years. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I'm like, oh my God, I smell like beef and cheese.
No, you don't.
I need to start over.
She said that to me off air last week and I was like, natural deodorant. Isn't that just no deodorant?
Isn't that those people in Europe?
Yeah.
But there are things you can do, but it's really just not helpful. I found one that works.
Are you worried about aluminum?
Yeah. You can't have the aluminum in your armpits.
Mm-mm, no.
You stuff up all those pores and then, oof. Yeah. So, and then you really smell like, throw some onions on the beef and cheese, scattered, chonked, and diced.
Yeah, you don't smell like beef and cheese, Allison. I would tell you.
Would you? Would you?
I would just maybe, I would figure out a way to say it without saying it.
What's that smell in the studio today?
Ooh, that smell. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I didn't plan to tell the whole world that.
Okay, well.
Primally Pure is the only one that works.
Segue us to the break, I did add a new sound effect.
Afuera!
Oh, yay!
Nice.
It's back.
That's well, good.
Can we also use afuera when we're talking about one of our things in the montage today?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's what we have.
Okay.
Afuera!
Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
One of the stories we're about to cover when we come back from break.
I don't think I sent any in. Did I send any in?
Yeah.
I may have dropped the ball last night because no, I was
no,
out.
No, you sent several in.
Oh, I did?
It was like 10:30 last night. Like right oh. after I crashed and I woke up and I saw. So
when
yeah,
I
yeah.
couldn't sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Girl, I need to get you some magnesium L-threonate.
Okay. At the break, you tell me where to get
okay,
it.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Yeah. We'll be back.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.